find a way to get him to the games, and he's done really well. He's really working hard and being a leader, and you know, has been out there just about every practice and been healthy and doing all the things that we hope he can get back to doing. Eric Correll is the other tailback who carried the bulk of the load last year. Did a great job for us, and he's had a good camp too. You know, it's kind of fun to watch those guys, and always good when you have, feel like you have two backs who can go in and play for you and do the things that you think will be necessary to help you take some of that pressure off this quarterback, because he can't do it all by himself. You know, every college football team has to get their run game going, and we think Eric and Herb together give us a great chance to do that.
Hey, Coach, what is the facing, like you talked about facing Towson earlier, and I kind of missed the first part of what you said. So is the emotion any different when you're opening up against a crosstown rival like that? That's kind of like an inner-city battle. Well, not really, because Towson's, 20 minutes away, I guess. Is it different?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some added excitement to it. I think it forces you to pay a little bit more attention to details because you want to play well. A lot of our players know a lot of players on that team. They played with them in high school or played against them in high school. So there's a little bit of added incentive to lock in a little bit more, and I think our kids have really done that. We've had a productive camp. Our kids have worked really hard. We didn't have a lot of wasted practices where guys aren't focused and guys aren't locked in to what needs to be done. And I think playing a crosstown rival where they know a lot of their family and friends are going to be there, I think played a big part in that. But we're renewing a rivalry is kind of new for us because none of the kids that are here ever played in that game. But to know you're playing a game against a team that's right across the street that everybody roots for and that type of thing, I think adds a lot of excitement to it. At our level, it's no different than the Florida State-Alabama game. So, you know, this is our version of that right here in Baltimore, and we're going to make sure our fans get a good show when it comes to 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. That'll be all for this morning. And good luck this Saturday as you take on Towson in your season opener.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're welcome.
Once again, Morgan State will open the season Saturday evening at Towson in the 6 p.m. kickoff. The contest will be streamed live on ESPN and shown locally on Sports Fever TV. Our second call this morning comes from Tallahassee, Florida, as we talk to third-year Florida A&M head coach Alex Wood. The Rattlers kicked off the season last week with the win over Texas Southern and has a short week as they'll face Arkansas this Thursday evening in Little Rock. Good morning, Coach Wood. How you doing?
Ron, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Great.
Coach, recap last week's game versus Texas Southern and what you saw that needs to be addressed heading into your game against Arkansas on Thursday.
Yeah, to start, just to recap, as you requested, you know, I thought we played well for the opening ball game in a lot of different categories. The one that